Beauty and the Beast. There is a man who lives with his three daughters. He is their father. Two of the girls are not nice, but one of them is very beautiful and very nice. Her name is Beauty. Beauty loves her father. Beauty's sisters do not like her. Beauty's father has lots of boats. One night at sea, he loses all his boats in bad weather. The man is very sad. He does not know what to do. "Don't be sad, father," says Beauty. Then a man tells Beauty's father that one boat is okay. He is very happy and he says to his girls, "I'm going to the sea now to see my boat. What presents do you want? I'll give them to you when I am home." The two bad daughters want lots of presents. Beauty only wants a red flower. Beauty watches her father go on his horse. She waves goodbye to him. Her sisters do not say goodbye. But when their father gets to the boat, he sees that pirates are taking all the things from the boat. He is very sad again. He will go back home on his horse. As he travels home, there is very bad weather. It is dark now, and he is in the forest. He does not know where he is. He is tired and hungry. He sees a big, beautiful house in front of him. He goes into the big house. There is no one in there, but there is a table with lots of food. He eats a big dinner. Then he is very tired after his difficult trip. There is a beautiful bedroom with a big bed. He sleeps very quickly. In the morning, he wakes up. The birds are singing and it's a sunny day. He walks outside into the garden. It's very beautiful. Then he sees some red roses. He knows that his daughter Beauty wants a flower, so he takes one red rose. But then he hears someone shout,
"First you eat my food, then you sleep in my bed, and now you take my flowers."
A big beast stands next to Beauty's father.
"I'm sorry, the flower is for my beautiful daughter," he says.
"Your daughter must come to my house," the beast said.
Beauty's father is afraid of the beast. He gets his horse and goes home. Beauty is very happy to see him. He tells her about the big house with the beast in it. The next morning, Beauty quietly gets out of her house. She does not tell her sisters or her father where she is going. When she gets to the beast's house, she is surprised because it is so big and beautiful. When she sees the beast, she is afraid. He gives her the big bedroom where she can see the beautiful garden. He gives her new clothes and beautiful things. After a week, Beauty is not afraid of the beast. He is kind and she likes talking to him. She is surprised because he is her friend now. One evening, the beast sees that Beauty is sad.
"Why are you sad?" he asks her.
"I want to see my father," she tells him.
The beast goes with her to a room upstairs and tells her to look in an old mirror. She sees her father in bed. He does not look very well. Something is wrong with him. She starts to cry. The kind beast says to her,
"Beauty, go home and be with your father. Please come back to me when he is well, because I love you."
Beauty says, "Okay," and she leaves. Beauty's father is really happy to see her. Her sisters are happy too, because they do not want to look after their father. they are not good daughters. Beauty looks after her father for many weeks. He is happy because his favorite daughter is at home. One day, he is well and gets out of bed. His daughters are happy. But at night, Beauty has a terrible dream. She sees the beast in his garden. He's crying because she isn't with him. The next morning, Beauty goes back to the beast's house. She finds him sitting on the ground in the garden. He is crying. She understands that he loves her a lot. "I love you, and I can live with you," she says to him. Then the beast changes into a man. "Because you love me, I am not a beast now," he says. "We are both safe now here in my home." Beauty and her beautiful man now live in their beautiful house. They are very happy. They talk a lot and they walk in the beautiful garden. They dance. They smile every day because they are happy.